Sailing at the Edge of Disaster, a memoir of a young woman's daring year. Written by Elizabeth W. Garber. Read for you by Stacey Glomboski. For Kim and Pogo and my brother Woody. A note to the reader. This is a true story, as best as I could reconstruct, of the last sail of the Antarna in 1971-72. The ship now sails as the magnificent Sea Cloud. For the 50 years since we left the ship in Panama, I held on to my photo album, journal, letters home, parent letters from the school director, and Kim's journals. I couldn't have recreated Kim's voice in this book without her journal, recent emails, and calls. I am telling my version of the story, recreating what happened from my memory and from several years of asking old friends from the ship what they remembered. I keep learning new stories from my shipmates. I use the first names of students and teachers who gave me permission to name them and include their stories. The director speaks from her parent letters and in the memory of her students. When I include students, teachers, or crew I was unable to track down, I use fictitious names. If a person is a publicly known figure, I use their name. Names and identifying characteristics have been changed to protect the privacy of certain individuals. The book, Sea Cloud, A Living Legend, by Kurt Grobecker and Peter Newman, Collectors Books Limited, 1991, includes a chapter about the Oceanics School on the Antarna, which verifies the story I tell here. But as my crewmates agree, it has many inaccuracies. In the beginning, I was so young, and such a stranger to myself, I hardly existed. I had to go out into the world and see it and hear it and react to it before I knew at all who I was, what I wanted to be. Mary Oliver. The cure for anything is salt water, sweat, tears, or the sea. Isak Dinesen. This will end up being the most educational year in most of your lives. Stephanie Gallagher, director of the Oceanics School. Prologue. Fall 1971. In the rigging. I can't.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?